Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Chasing Cars, we have a special feature interview with Christopher Werner, Managing Director, BMW Group Asia. Now, recently, the Ministry of Transport announced new measures in relation to electric vehicles. Today, we find out how and if it impacts BMW's fleet here in Singapore. That's coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Recently, it's been all about electric vehicles here in Singapore. Today, I'm joined by Christopher Werner, Managing Director, BMW Group Asia. We find out more about BMW's sustainability initiatives and how and if the new policy rollout impacts BMW here in Singapore. Christopher, welcome back to Money FM 89.3.
Pleasure to be here with you, Clarissa.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you at any time.
Thanks.
Now, for the first time, BMW Group will be combining its annual report and its sustainable value report for the reporting year 2020 in a single integrated BMW Group report. Now, I know this is significant. Tell us why it is.
I think it sends a clear signal that our business model and sustainability are of equal importance to us. No premium without responsibility. And this also makes our sustainability activities even more transparent for external and independent audits.
All right. So basically, you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Yes, of course.
Could you give us an overview of BMW Group's sustainability goals? What has already been achieved and what is still a work in progress?
I think we achieved already a lot. For example, we reduced our CO2 emissions for our European fleet by more than 50% from 1995 to 2020. Or another good example, all BMW Group plants worldwide obtain 100% of their electricity from renewable resources. And in terms of future goals, in July 2020, the BMW Group set ambitious new CO2 reduction targets up to 2030. So we make BMW sustainable. And for the first time, these targets are extended throughout the entire life cycle, from the supply chain through production to the end of use phase. And only to give you some figures, in the supply chain, we want to lower our CO2 emissions by 2030 by 20%, in our production by 80% till 2030, and in the use phase by 40%.
Okay, so 2030 is a big year.
Yes, 2030 is the target, but these are ambitious targets till then.
Mm-hmm. Now, how achievable are these targets realistically?
I think, of course, they are achievable. Yeah, we will bring a lot of measures and activities in place to achieve this.
All right. We're speaking with Christopher Werner, Managing Director, BMW Group Asia. Let's talk about some of the BMW offerings, what's coming in hybrid and pure electric vehicles, because this is the fun part for me.
Yes, yes. Of course, we have currently two pure electric vehicles on sales. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the BMW i3S and the Mini Electric. Mm-hmm. We have 5 plug-in hybrids currently in our volume models from the 3, 5, 7 series, X3 and X5. In July, we will launch the fully electric iX3 and then end of the year, the BMW iX. And then till 2023, we will launch 25 electrified vehicles and half of them will be fully electrified. And for examples, there will be the 5 series fully electrified, the 7 series or the X1 or the Mini Countryman. So a lot of attractive product offers.
And different price points as well.
Of course, different price points from the X1 to the 7 Series, yes.
So do you have a personal favorite?
I have a personal favorite. This is probably the i4, which we will launch next year, because this was one of my babies when I was responsible in the product management. Yeah, so the i4 is one of my personal favorites.
So when your team offers me different cars to drive, this is the one that I have to pay particular attention to?
Of course, definitely. And I will take care that you will do a test drive together with me.
Oh, that could be interesting. Now, there have been a lot of updates as far as electric vehicles are concerned, in the recent parliamentary announcements, there was some adjustment to road tax for mass market electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Do these adjustments impact your car models or not?
Of course, they impact our sales of electrified car models, mm-hmm. and they help our customers. For example, for the iX3, the current road tax would be roughly 2,100 Singapore dollar. And with the improvement from 2022 on, it would be roughly 1,500. Mm-hmm. So 700 Singapore dollar less. Yeah, and I think this is a good sign for our customers.
It's a good start, but I'm assuming you'd like to see more.
Of course, more is always better.
Right.
But I think the decisive factor in the game is the infrastructure.
Sure.
The infrastructure is even more important than the road tax, for example.
Now, you're right. And within the new policies that have been announced by the Ministry of Transport, there have been some infrastructure announcements. How do these impact your cars? Do you think that's going to make it?
Yes, I think this is the biggest impact.
Yep.
That we increase now the infrastructure from 28,000 to 60,000 mm-hmm. in 2030. And the most important is not only the number of the charging point, it's also where they are located. We need charging point where our customers live, mm-hmm. That they can charge their car overnight. This is the most important.
And they are basically scattered all throughout the islands.
Yes, this is what I mean. It's not only the pure number. Yeah, there are also the locations in HDBs and in many places where our customers live.
Now, we've got an indication from the Ministry of Transport that they plan on adding even more points as they go along. So that means there's potentially a charging point anywhere you'd see a petrol station at some point in the future, which would be fantastic. Now, do you predict with these changes and these new policies that there will be a greater interest and take-up rate in electric cars and hybrids in the near future in Singapore?
I think definitely yes, because already now our customers are interested in electromobility. We see a lot of interest in our plug-in hybrids. And when our customers make the test drive, they are really surprised how good the feeling is and how much driving pleasure an electrified car can deliver. So reactions and feedback are really good and promising. And I think this is the right way to go here in Singapore.
Could you share some of that feedback from potential buyers? What is it that they do like about electric vehicles?
They think it's a newer technology than combustion engines. You do not hear anything. It's really a soft drive. And they especially like the acceleration from traffic light to traffic light. It's a fast acceleration because you have from the first moment on the torque. And I think this gives you brilliant acceleration.
Okay. I realize electric vehicles are here to stay. They're inevitable. They're a thing of the future. And they do move the needle with all of our sustainability goals. And that does matter. And it is important.
Yes.
But I happen to think that combustion engines are quite sexy.
Yes, they are. They are. And maybe they will stay longer for a longer time. Yeah, there will be a transition period where we see a lot of different technologies.
Do you know the perfect world I envision, if I had any say, not that anybody listens to me, the perfect world is the mass market cars are all electric and the super fine performance cars, those stay combustion engines. That would be my perfect world.
We will see what we can do. But I think we will also see some nice high-performance cars in the fully electric technology. And you will be surprised how well they will drive.
Okay. I look forward to being able to race you in a combustion engine, and you can be in your electric supercar. We're speaking with Christopher Werner, Managing Director, BMW Group Asia. Something we here in Singapore haven't really thought about that much in the past. But now, with the possibility of more EVs on the road, this enters the conversation for us. Things like batteries. Let's talk about sustainable practices for the end of life of a BMW car, particularly the battery.
I think, first of all, we agreed with our cell manufacturers that only green energy will be used to produce the fifth generation battery cells from 2020 on. Second, we are taking back the batteries worldwide at the end of the battery life. They will have a second use in battery farms. And for example, we use such a battery storage already in our plant in Leipzig. And third, we have partnered with a German recycling specialist to develop a method that can achieve a recycling rate up to 96% of the materials.
So basically, it isn't just the car gets crushed and the battery goes into the ground. You have a plan for it.
No, there is, of course, a high recycling rate. And this makes the whole process and offer sustainable.
All right. Now, last question before I let you go. I am a petrol head. We've established that. So this is a particularly important question for me. Will BMW someday be fully electrified, as in including the M3s and the M5s, which are my absolute favorite cars in life?
I think the transformation to electromobility is a marathon and not a sprint. And the countries and customers develop in a different speed, and there will be no single technology that can meet every requirement. With our electric models, we will continue to deliver the driving pleasure in a new way. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to make with you in July in our fully electric iX3 the first test drive, and then we talk again.
I say this again, if you make an electric M3, I'll take the combustion engine, you take the electric M3, and we'll see how we go from there.
Yeah, we will see, and then we change the cars, and then we talk again.
Absolutely. No, we've been speaking with Christopher Werner, Managing Director, BMW Group Asia. Christopher, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for the time and the information.
Always a pleasure. And I will come back in July.
And you will bring a car, I know.
Yes.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.